It's your Max Doom Show, Friday, 26 July, 2019. It's a bit late. I didn't get to do it yesterday, no, we do it, doesn't matter. Just had a low-level Barney with the wife, where it concluded with me saying something which could be used against me, but it's only very, very small at this stage. So in the back, it'd be somewhere tucked away in the brain, and there's just a little glint. And by the time it emerges, it'd be like the fucking Gorgon or something. Anyway, much like the new Everton Stadium, no doubt, thank you very much. What a link. They launched a video of it, like a computer video. You must have seen it. Looks decent. You know, it looks like every other stadium that's getting built. I don't hate it. It doesn't exist. But, you know, I don't know. Goodison doesn't look like any other stadium particularly, and I like that. And this one, while it's obviously got a great location and it's got the shiny roof, and people seem to be buzzing over some brick there. I couldn't really follow that. It does look like any new stadium that gets built. And they all look. They don't do the proper double decker stuff like the Bullens Road, Gladys Street, you know, Stoke's old ground. I like those ones. That said, I'm probably never going to go, or maybe I'll go a couple of times, so it doesn't really make any odds to me. But the discussion on it, like you read online, people get so aerated about something that at this point is basically a cartoon. And, you know, what makes Goodison great is it's what happens, not so much now, but what happens within it. You know, it's the accumulation of joy or relief or whatever it might be. There's something that you can't quite put your finger on. Anyone who was at the Oldham Cup game, was it the early 90s, will know what I mean. This. Stephen King deals with the idea that evil can latch itself onto non-living things. And then maybe there's something in that, because Goodison at its best, it sweats, it's oppressive, it's horrible. Almost all the best moments there involve somebody being walloped, either figuratively or literally. So, you know, maybe we'll see what this thing turns out like, if it ever gets built. What are they on the third one? That they've tried to... I think it's what was the King's Dock, the Kirby one? Maybe there was another one. My favourite one was the idea of flipping Goodison's pitch 90 degrees and building there. I mean, I'd rather they stayed. Stayed where they were, because once it's gone, it's gone. You know, it's nice that they're going to do some kind of legacy thing. But honestly, I'm not a big one for all this. I'm really proud that they do all this. It's great that they do all this good work, but you know, chuck a cup in, you know, throw a few things. I'd happily see, I don't know, beloved pets sacrificed before a match if it meant they'd win the League Cup. And then, so I guess on the sliding scale, we'd go up to, I don't know, maybe children for a league championship. Is that what I'm saying? It's obviously ridiculous. Obviously, this isn't true. It's for comedic effect, whether you think it's funny or not. That was the joke. Anyway, yeah, so who knows? If it gets built, great. If it doesn't get built, they've still got a great stadium, I think. There's nowhere like it. I've been to the Tottenham one. It was slightly underwhelming. It's beset by all of the constituent problems of football stadiums, namely trying to get a drink or something to eat at half time. That bizarrely, they're overburdened with toilet real estate. I've never seen anything like it. It's like the Virgin Trains, actually, where they've got a wheelchair toilet every 5 yards. How many fucking wheelchairs do you see on those things? You know, not knocking. Obviously, they need to go. They being wheelchair users, I'm not saying they're a separate species. Blimey, and I'm doing this in one take, incidentally, so that's staying in, because it's Friday. It's, what is it, 12:29, and I've been gone 5 minutes, and I'm going to put this straight up after. I'm not even going to listen to it back. But for me, the thing about a new stadium is it should be people saying, well, you've got to see this thing. Wow. And Tottenham's, I don't think, quite gets there. It's like a slightly newer version of Arsenal's, which when I first saw it, I did think was great, but the seats are too big. It's too comfortable. I'm babbling on now. I think it looks good. I mean, some of it, look, I don't like that you can see on the video from behind, you can see the steps or do you know what I mean? I can't explain this, like the step things. There's not a solid facade running behind it, so it looks a bit like one of the, you know, the identikit Euro stadiums. But I mean, you know, I'm not moaning about it. I don't hate it. As I say, it doesn't exist. I don't hate Dan, Mice, whatever it is. I just, yeah, let's see what turns up, shall we? I'm sure it'll change a lot from the current thingy. I did read some people discussing the font that they've written Everton in. For me, they need something. The font will change. You know, they need to get solid brand. And I understand all this argument, but they need something that if the font's going to change, they can't stay with it. They need something that is quintessentially Everton. And the only thing I can think of is that they should just write, oh, just fuck off on the side of the stand. Anyway, let's see if they ever get it built. What else? I've got some notes here to discuss. They played Wigan in the friendly. I'm not sure how they got on. It was absolutely fucking sweltering. I know that much. And the other thing I was going to... Oh, yes, that's it. We had a fella at our work leave. And I have never seen a fucking production like this. He had a leaving do on the Friday. Then he comes back in on the Monday. And he had a leaving lunch at Pizza Hut. His word, lunch. Not Peter, what do you call it? At some Peter Gaffs. It's not one of the big chains, actually. And then when he actually left on a Wednesday, he went for another bloody drink. I opted out of all of that. I went for a drink on the Friday and I bought him one. And I'm done. You know, that's it with me. This other thing, I've made that like I had to go and get me back fixed, which has the added bonus of me, I told my boss this, and so now she's got that in the back. Oh, he's got a sore back, has he? So that could come in useful in the future. Anyway, but, you know, it's like, you know, he had these two work dudes. They had a collection for him. I didn't put in, I never do. I wouldn't put in, I wouldn't take out. Just come in, go to work, fuck off. And they had a collection. They had some presents, give him some stuff. My boss gave a speech. He was asked to give a speech. He'd worked there a year. A fucking year. And it's like the end of, what do you call that fucking programme? Goodwill Hunting, the film? No, it's not that one. The history book? No, it's not that one either. What the fuck is it called? Hang on. Standing on Tables. Dead Poets Society, that's the fucking thing. The joke's gone. But that's how it was. And then another fucking lad come round with a birthday card I'd never met the lad who'd came round, and he's bringing a card round for some other lad who I've never heard of. So I declined, but I was talking to somebody else about it. I think, does anyone actually read these fucking things? Anyone sitting there with their leaving card, their work card, their, oh, you know, you hurt your toenail card, and thinking, wait a second, Herb didn't sign this. What the fuck is this? It never ends with these people. There's constant rattling of a fucking envelope. The fucking Nazis got out of Russia with less fuss than this fella. So he's gone. There's now a gap in our office and it's fucking magical. What else was I going to say? Oh yeah, I saw this film on Friday, just a little film review for you. I can't remember what it's called. Midsummer, something like that. It is absolutely appalling. It's one of the stupidest films. It goes on for fucking ever. I knew it was going to be 2.5 hours and I still went in, but man alive, it really outstayed its welcome. But before that, we went for something to eat in this gaff in New Cross. It's opposite Goldsmiths. We went to Goldsmiths Cinema, which is pretty good, but £11 a ticket, I think, is a little bit strong. And the toilet had one of those. There's only one bog, just a normal toilet. It didn't have a urinal. So it's one of those ones where you can't, the seat won't stay. If you're having a leak, the seat won't stay up. I don't want to touch it with my hands, obviously. You know, I'm not some kind of weird germaphobe, as somebody once said the other day, possibly my wife, but I don't want to touch it. So I'm trying to have a leak while I've got one foot up propping this fucking seat thing. Needless to say, it went everywhere. What else was I looking at? Something about Everton. I've done that. And I saw a lad, I saw a fella on one of these electric scooters, which some woman off the internet had kicked. She died on it. She was riding. I can't remember. She was somewhere in London, I think, and she gets wiped out. I suspect. I actually don't know. She's dead. She's still dead. However it happened. And this fella must have seen it, and he's tootling along on the road, and you know, the actual road, with his kid in front of him on this thing. And it's like, well, he's obviously a fucking moron, but he's demanding that everyone else drives. I mean, everyone, obviously people shouldn't be aiming their cars at people, but you know, he's absolved himself from his responsibility, is what I'm saying. It's like cyclists, and I am one. Let's have it right. We're among the worst road users of all, after probably pedestrians. You know, cyclists are riding. So if you're cutting through red lights, you've got to at least acknowledge that there's a problem there. Obviously, it's not as big a problem as people driving like nutters, and the statistics are miles higher for motorists causing and whatever, or being in accidents. But you're on a bike, you know, the stakes are so much higher. If I ride to work, I've had 3 rows before I even get down the road, you know, and you see people riding along with earphones in. The first thing you know of a vehicle is you hear it. You have a little bit of responsibility for yourself. It's like in pubs. It used to be weird if you see a kid in a pub. Now they're getting younger and younger. I've seen kids that must have been born within the week in pubs. You know, one of them was on its back. It's got no motor skills. There's a Christmas party going alongside it. But the people who are bringing these little babies into pubs and letting them run around, or little toddlers running around, They're not taking the responsibility. They're basically saying to the rest of us, you need to babysit this kid for me. You know, you need to moderate your behaviour significantly. I'm not going around booting things and booting people, but you have to be doubly... You go through a door, for example. If there's an adult in front of it, if it's a glass door, you can see that adult. If it's a kid, maybe you can't. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you've had children, that's your lot. You should fucking stay at home. Or, I don't know, lock them in the bathroom for 2 hours and then come down the bar. You can't have it both ways, because why should the rest of us fucking pick up your slack just because you are a terrible person? I think that'll do. What are we on here? Ooh, it's only 13 minutes, so this is a little lower than last time. No, I've got nothing else to say. I've got nothing for you. I've done the weather, I've done pre-season friendlies. I'm sat here talking into this Zoom microphone. It looks like a... this, when I used to work, this woman used to do, is it Anne Summers? I don't know. She used to bring these sex toys in. Sex! I don't know. She did, anyway, this thing was like a big tongue. It looked like a, it was massive. The thing must have been, I don't know, 10 inches. Maybe a foot long, but it was wide. It looked like a shovel, like a giraffe's tongue. You know, I suppose. So when you've finished, you can use it to get it. You know, the grouting that's come loose, chivvy it away. Yeah, you know what? Stuff. I've got things to do. That'll do. A short one this week. Thanks for listening. If you liked it, great. If you didn't like it, well, I'm really sorry, but it's free. What do you fucking want? It's at @_max_doom on Twitter, and it's maxdoomshow, all one word, @gmail.com. That's your lot. Cheers. Thanks for listening. Bye.